Penguin Random House Audio presents All We Ever Wanted by Emily Giffen. Read for you by Dorothy Dillingham Blue, Milton Bagby, and Catherine Tabor.
For Edward and George, with love and pride. Chapter 1. Nina. It started out as a typical Saturday night. And by typical, I don't mean normal in any mainstream American way. There was no grilling out with the neighbors, or going to the movies, or doing any of the things I did as a kid. It was simply typical for what we'd become since Kirk sold his software company, and we went from being comfortable to wealthy. Very wealthy. Obscene was the description my childhood best friend Julie once used. Not about us, but about Melanie. Another friend, after Melanie bought herself a diamond Rolex for Mother's Day and then offhandedly remarked at one of our dinner parties that homemade pottery from her kids wasn't going to cut it. She could feed a Syrian refugee camp for an entire year with that watch, Julie had groused in my kitchen after the other guest had departed. It's obscene. I'd nodded noncommittally, hiding my own Cartier under the edge of our marble island, as I silently reassured myself with all the ways my watch, and therefore my life, were different from Melanie's. For one, I didn't buy the watch for myself on a whim. Kirk gave it to me for our 15th anniversary. For another, I had always loved when our son, Finch, made me presents and cards in his younger years, and was sad that those had become relics of the past. Most important.